like, did you know that the same guy that invented the kidney dialysis machine invented the Segway? And that's what this is.
Amazing.
Anyway, Whoopi Goldberg was both in Disney and the Sister Act.
That's amazing. Oh my god. Oh, okay. Fantastic. No notes.
No notes.
Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brittany.
Not Brandon?
No.
So there's a special guest today on the, this week on the podcast, and that is Brittany.
Hi.
No Brandon today. Brittany is my sister.
Yes.
Yes. And also a big Disney fan.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Huge.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm making her come on the podcast with me this week.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you. So this is going to be a little bit of a different format. The thing I said last time we were going to talk about, we're going to move to next week, which is the foodie guide for Halloween time at Disneyland Parks. We'll talk about that next week when Brandon is back. Not that we don't also like talking about Halloween with Brittany, but we're going to talk about some other stuff because Brittany has been to more Disney parks than me.
Brandon's the professional, so he gets to talk about the planned topics.
I think it's more professional to be able to wing it, quite frankly.
Oh, okay. Sure.
But yeah, we're just going to have like a casual chat about like Disney stuff. Sound good?
Love it.
Thank you. And thank you for letting me guilt trip you into doing this with me.
No problem.
Okay. So, first of all, before we get started, that we won't do news, but we will do some other things we talk about usually at the top of the show. Brittany, what are you currently drinking?
I am drinking an iced chai latte that my sister brought me.
Same. And we always talk about like a nerd thing we've been doing this last week, like if there was a show you watched or a game or if you did something kind of cool that you were like, this is something that happened this last week. So do you have a nerd thing this past week?
Well, I went on a road trip with you, so I've been with you for a week. I read a book. We actually read the same book on our trip, so that was fun.
Funny Story by Emily Henry.
Yeah.
Did you finish it?
I did. I stayed up late last night.
What did you think?
It was good. Yeah, no, I liked it.
Where does
sure.
it rank in your Emily Henry world?
Ooh, well, it's right up there, actually. I don't know. Like, I really like Beach Read. I read first. That was kind of like her big first one. And I liked it, but it might not have just been like the first one.
Because it was
read.
The first one. Yeah,
my initial
special
impression
place
kind of thing.
In your heart.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I really like this one. Book Lovers is my favorite so far. This might be my second favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see it. It's right up there for sure.
You have read more than me.
Fair.
Yeah, so I don't know. I have
I've
to
read
go
all of hers now except for like she just came out with like a new one. I haven't got that one yet. But yeah, I guess.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, super fun. Good. I also read that book and I was also on the road trip with you.
Oh, so
yes.
That
that makes sense.
We had the same week afterwards on it.
We did. That's how that happened. And how I got you to mostly agree to record this.
Yeah, I was going to say that to her, why I'm here.
Perfect. Okay, so we're going to head to the main topic. At the park. Okay, and like I said, the main topic is just going to be really casual.
Perfect.
So, Brittany, let's start with, what Disney parks have you been to?
I've been to Disneyland the most. Mm-hmm. I've been to Disney World twice, and I have done Disney Paris.
And do you have a favorite? It's okay if you don't.
I don't know. I like each one for different purposes.
Awesome.
I really like Disneyland is like home park because, I mean, it's the original and it's closest to us, but one I probably, like, I have been to the most for sure. I don't know. It's kind of where all, like, the actual original magic is when you go to it. Disney World is amazing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it. I don't know, a little more, like, variation in rides and everything. It's awesome, too, but it's not, I don't know, I find it doesn't quite have the magic level that Disneyland has,
obviously. I do hear that, like, sometimes.
Yeah. And Disney Paris was amazing, just because it's, like, I mean, you're in Paris, first off, and there's right. no, and I don't know, it's smaller, and, like, the lines were nothing, and they're, yeah, I don't know, it's, like, kind of its own thing, and, like, their shows and stuff, they're very, like, everything's kind of in, and even the rides, too, everything's, like, in half French, half English, so it's like it's really the culture and stuff too, which is really fun. But and like they did their fireworks show where they have a lot of like the French characters in it where you don't see that in the other
parts. Oh, that's cool. Really fun.
So yeah, I don't know.
Belle a big part of it, of course.
Yes, I think if I had to like gun to my head pick a part, I have to say Disneyland, but right. I don't know. I just want to go to the mall.
Okay, well, that's a good question then. Mm-hmm. If you could go to another park you haven't been to, what would be, like, one of the first ones on your list?
Oh, boy.
Like, just let's pretend time and money is no issue.
Oh, boy.
Just, like, what would be the next thing?
First, I'd probably end up actually doing would be Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, I mean, we have actually, like, my husband and I have actually talked about going to it, so it's more in the forefront of my mind.
I also think that is just the correct answer.
Yeah, fair. It's the right answer.
It's the right answer.
Perfect. But yes, yeah, hopefully one day. It'd be lovely. Yes.
I'm going to ask a little bit about Disneyland, just because that's the one we have been to together a few times. But before I do, is there anything that, like, an attraction that was either in Paris and Disneyland or Paris and Disney World or, like that doubled up that you were like, this place did it better? Because, like, Pirates, for example, or Haunted, like, I know they have different versions in, like, they don't have a Haunted Mansion, but they have, like, a Phantom Manor or something.
Yeah.
Or Big Thunder versus the two, like, you know?
So Disney Paris has probably the best Big Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
I was like riding it and then you do the tunnel and you go underneath
the
water into the island, blah, blah, blah. But there was definitely a point when I was riding it where I'm just like, okay, like I know Big Thunder. It's like one of my favorite rides at Disneyland. I know Big Thunder. It's just like you go and it gets faster and then like, oh, it's like a thrill ride and not too scary. And I was definitely like, there's a tunnel part where you just go faster and faster. I'm like, okay, now it's going to slow down. And then you go faster. And faster and faster. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is actually quite the ride. But, and then the fact, I mean, it's got quite the layout and everything too. So that is maybe one, as much as I'm still favorite ride in Disneyland. I love Big Thunder.
You can love them both.
I also feel like, yes, I also do feel like that one was kind of just better in Disney Paris. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to compare. I really like the Haunted Mansion version in Disney Paris too.
Yeah.
But again, it might, like, it's kind of impossible to even compare that one and the Haunted Mansion, like, in Disneyland.
Because they're so different.
Because they are so different. Like, it's kind of a similar concept, but, like, the theming, everything is just totally different. So, kind of hard to compare, but that is kind of neat, I guess, as a note that they are different.
I'm always so interested in, like, when they take something and then, like, make a different version of it for another park. I find that's a really cool way to do things. Yes. So you're not riding the exact same one. You're riding, like, an interpretation
for
of.
For sure, yes. Yeah, when we were in Disney Paris, unfortunately, the Pirates ride was actually closed. But I've done it in Disney World. And it's very similar, just, like, kind of in different order. The queue for the queue for most of the rides in Disney World versus Disneyland are a little more, like, there's more to them, I guess. They're more interesting.
They have more spread out.
Oh, yeah, they have them. Yeah, they have the room. They can actually, like, make a queue. Like, Peter Pan's queue is super cool when you go to Disney World, where it's, like, the worst queue that you can line up in Disneyland. So,
oh, man, you're, like, setting me up for, like, a prompt here, because we actually have an episode about the worst queues in each land.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where we did, like, well, worst Peter Pan's queue. Yeah, I don't think that was the vote for the worst queue. Oh, okay. But it was definitely in contention.
Fair. I have, well, you're going to do your own podcast on there, episode on that. But, like, I definitely have a thing where I don't like lining up if I don't have a lightning lane for Toy Story Mania. I hate that lineup. I don't know really? What it is. There's that one building, and it's just like the echoing or something in that building. It overstimulates me so much. And there's just like everyone. It's just people, like, whether there's like kids scream or not, they're just people like reverberating. It just hits my eardrums wrong. It's just so miserable. I'm like, I will only ride that ride if I don't have to go into that room.
Interesting. Yeah, that was not our vote. Did we do a lineup for DCA? You know which one? I think Goofy Sky School.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't move.
That was, very close move. For sure. I think me saying Toy Story Mania is only just because that's like a weird, weird one. But yeah, obviously, I think it's Goofy Sky School, and I don't really like, well, now they're getting rid of it, but Monsters, Inc. line.
Yeah, no, that's horror a terrible that one, line. Too, so. Another doesn't move
Yeah, and line. Both of them are just, like, in the beating sun, and they're just, like, there's nothing interesting, and this is back and forth, but it doesn't actually move.
What's your favorite queue in DCA, then, over there?
Favorite queue?
Yeah. Just while we're talking least question. Favorite. Yeah, or one of them. I think Guardians is really good.
Oh, yeah, Guardians is right up there for sure. Pretty much Guardians.
Yeah, I think Guardians is probably the winner there. Although, winner. I do like the... I think anything in Cars Land is good, except, like, Radiator Springs is a good queue. It's just really long.
Yeah, sure. And, like, the other two in Cars Land, like, I... pretty much only ride them when they are short. they're like one of those little rides. So yeah, and the lineup fluctuates so much. Like, you can ride them while they're
totally.
Short.
Totally. Mater's is like mostly a 5 minutes.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
5 to 10, even easily. When we're there when it's super busy.
Yes. Yeah. Like, so there are times where it's busy, but you just don't need to line up for it. Then you just wait till it's quiet.
That makes sense. Yeah, I like those. Soren, I don't like that line when you're outside, but once you get in, it's good.
Yeah.
Until you get around the corner, I don't know how many times we've been, like, just stuck there.
I was gonna say that, too. I pretty much won't do that unless there's a short line or a lightning lane. But same thing, like, even when you get the lightning lane and you just, like, walk right into the building right away, it's, like... Yeah, the amount of times you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to do this fast. The ride itself is so long that you just still just stand there and you have to wait the
whole
show.
It's still 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah, it's like great that I skipped the outside part of the line, but you still are standing there waiting. Like, you kind of have to plan.
Yeah. I think the one that won for us when we were doing, because we did it by land and then we did like the ranking of the worst queues. I think Dumbo.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Because when you're around, it's fine, but otherwise, you're just standing in the sun the whole time.
That is true. I missed riding them over the last, well, actually, a couple times that I've been, but that's probably why.
Yeah.
It is. The line gets long because it doesn't really move, and then it's always the one that kids want to do.
Yep.
It's easy, and it's super fun, but it's, it's...
Stuck in the sun for that whole
if I have to miss
time.
One, that one I would miss.
Totally.
And especially
understand.
In that area, like, I'd rather ride, like, Casey Jr. or Story
Totally.
Of Land
yeah,
or whatever.
Absolutely.
I'd be like, and usually we'll say that. It's like, if you're doing one, like, round in a circle ride, then we'll do, like, I'd rather do the carousel than I'd rather do Dumbo, because usually you can just hop on that and it's kind of fun. You can just stand there or whatever. But
yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, I think we went through all of them and that was the worst queue.
That's pretty
fair. I think the best one did end up being Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah, that's valid. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to beat, too. That's funny. I do like Jungle Cruise.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
When you, like, I mean, not that I like waiting, because usually you have to go upstairs because the line's long, but it's, like, fun to, like, just, like, oh, I'm...
Yeah, if you're, like, walking steady, I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, for sure.
It's, Jungle Cruise, I mean, Pirates now just snakes outside, so whatever.
Yeah.
But those ones I never really get too scared of, because you're moving pretty solidly the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That is very true. Yeah, and then hard to say, like, since they changed Splash Mountain to Tiana.
Yeah.
It's a good one, too, but again, I have this thing where I don't want to walk around all wet, so I will only do it if I have a lightning lane or if the line's really short.
Right.
So it's kind of the same thing, like, I never really actually take the time to look at the whole queue, but it's always kind of... like a fun one because you're just like anticipating and you're getting like your stuff all in bags so it doesn't get all wet or whatever. But
I just
feel
get
like it's
soaked,
fun.
Whatever.
Oh yeah.
That is a good cue. That is they did a really good job with that, I think.
I feel like it's good. I've just never really like taken the time to give it
a I've only ridden it a couple times. We did it as when we had the Magic Key things. So then it was just like a walkthrough really quickly kind of thing.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think I filmed the whole walkthrough, but yeah. And then again after, but I think we might have had lightning lanes for it. Oh, and then we did it like an early morning kind of thing too. So again, just walking through really quickly.
Right, yeah. We haven't done that one at nighttime yet. We used to do Splash Mountain lots and just, like, have our sweatpants to go put on, basically.
Right. That's a good idea.
But, yeah, but there was never any line. We used to do that all the time. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, you, like, I always got wetter at night, I'm convinced. I don't know what it is. They, like, crank the jets. I don't know what it is. But I always just get soaked.
And you're doing it. The lighting at nighttime looks gorgeous. Oh, I haven't ridden at nighttime either, but it just looks really pretty. Yeah. We did Splash, which, same ride system, obviously. Yes. Same ride.
Yeah.
At nighttime once, and again, got so, so wet. And then we went and we stood in the line to ride Toad.
Oh, yeah. Because it's warm. Yep. Yeah, I've done that many times.
Another excellent cue is Mickey and Minnie Runaway Railway.
Yeah, that is true.
That's very, a good one.
Very true. Yeah.
Okay, so now that we're talking parks.
Yes, anyway.
No, that's good. Now that we're talking parks, I kind of figured I'm going to give you, like, some options for things. And basically, like, pick your favorite of.
Okay.
Okay? How does that sound?
Sure, but I have your blood and we are bad at picking favorites. But...
I have a lot of favorites. That's yes. what it is. Okay, well, I have a lot of favorites.
I will list you my top 10 favorites. Sounds good.
There were only 10 options. Okay, okay, cool. But we're going to kind of like design a Disney day as we're moving through the park.
Okay.
By picking favorites, okay?
Disneyland.
Disneyland or DCA?
Okay.
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 Get it?
Yep.
All right. So that's going to be the first question.
Okay.
Disneyland or DCA?
Ooh.
Where are we starting? But where are you starting?
Okay, I have to say Disneyland.
That's probably the correct answer.
Correct answer.
Okay. You're lined up. Do you go left or right?
Left, because I always went left as a kid.
Yep. Under the sign. Well, they both have the signs. But
yeah, that's true.
Yep.
I think I go right more often nowadays for some reason. Mm-hmm. Mostly because I was like, no, I spent my whole childhood going left. I'm going to go right now. But
I do it based on where our plans are to go.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because normally I do rope drop, right? Yeah. So,
fair enough. Yeah. And it's funny because, I mean, it comes out in the same spot anyway, but I mean, yeah.
But when you're doing with the mass of people right at the beginning, exactly. It's like you don't want to cut a angle, right?
That's fair. Depends on crowds.
Yeah. Also depends on if I'm going to Indy or Space first.
Yeah, fair.
Okay, so we're going, we're in, we've gone past, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start Main Street, USA. Are you walking or are you doing one of the vehicles?
Ooh, well, day one, let's say this is like
day one.
I'm walking.
Okay. Do you prefer the Walt Disney A Magical Life or Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln?
Oh, I haven't seen the Walt Disney one yet, but I feel like in theory, that one. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but I feel like, I mean, I like Disney history and all that. I want to watch that more.
Totally makes sense.
And not that I didn't like Great Moments, but I'm really excited to see Walt Disney.
This one has a few options for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's pretend you're hanging out on Main Street,
mm-hmm.
and you want some food.
Mm-hmm.
Plaza Inn, Jolly Holiday, Carnation Cafe, or the Coca-Cola Refreshment Corner.
Morning or last thing at night, Jolly Holiday, middle of the day, Plaza.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. What are you getting at Plaza?
Pasta.
Yeah. You don't subscribe to the fried chicken thing.
No, I'm still my child heart.
No, pasta's good too.
Pasta and a breadstick.
I mean, we can't be Plaza. Well, unless you're doing the character breakfast in the morning.
Ooh, yeah, that's fair. Valid. Mm-hmm. Jolly Holiday is like... I want Starbucks, but they don't have mobile order, so I mobile order at Jolly Holiday.
I love Jolly Holiday.
And their caramel macchiatos are so good. Or if it's like chili or whatever, mm-hmm. they have like the tomato soup and grilled cheese. So good.
Yeah. I've always wanted, and we finally did it on one of our trips, I've always wanted to be sitting there at the last order having the tomato soup with the grilled cheese.
Yeah, we did do that when we first kind of started doing Jolly Holiday when I was like... grew up and started drinking coffee, basically. Because, it was, like, kind of chillier. I think we were there in the spring or something. And, it was kind of chillier at evening. I'm like, I want a warm drink. We ended up finding coffee there.
And then we're like, oh, they have soup and sandwich. And it was like the end of the day we walked back for. It was so good.
So good. Favorite store, Main Street?
Probably the Emporium, I guess. Probably.
See the Emporium.
Yeah.
All right. So we're heading down there. See the partner statue.
Mm-hmm.
Are we walking through the castle? Are we doing a left through Adventureland or Frontierland? Or are you going right?
Pretty much to the left.
Okay. Not Tomorrowland. Okay.
Pretty much after.
Frontierland or Adventureland? Which
we're
entrance?
First thing.
Yeah, we're in the morning. I'm asking as we go, like pretending it's later on, but
right.
Yeah.
Probably Adventureland.
Okay, let's start in Adventureland. Well, next in Adventureland. Okay. Oh, what are you doing first in Adventureland? If it's in the morning.
If it's in the morning and the line's short, Indiana.
Yeah, of course. Fair enough. Okay, so your attractions, just going over. Indiana Jones Adventure, Jungle Cruise, Adventureland Treehouse, and the Tiki Room.
Mm-hmm.
What is your order of preference? So you were only going to be in Adventureland. You say Indiana Jones first.
Indiana first, mm-hmm. then Jungle Cruise.
Okay.
Then Tiki Room, mm-hmm. then the Treehouse.
Nice.
And somewhere in there eating a Bengal barbecue and getting a Dolan.
So that was actually my next question. You have the Tropical Hideaway and you have Bengal barbecue. What's your favorite?
Ooh. Well, I mean, they're so different because the one's mm-hmm. like just getting a Dole Whip pretty much at, and the other one.
Well, if you just want a Dole Whip, you can just get that at the Tiki Juice.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is actually probably what I would just do. But I don't know. Bengal barbecue is simply one of my favorite places to eat.
That's 100%.
So I feel like that is just
is just the answer.
Yeah.
Adventureland, do you prefer it at nighttime or during the day? Because this is one of my favorite parks at nighttime.
Yeah, probably nighttime.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. pretty much. I want to do both, but pretty much nighttime. Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, so we've gone through Adventureland. What land do you want to do next? You're coming out at the end there.
Probably hop into, I think we would actually do New Orleans Square right
probably.
After
that. All right.
So you might be like, I'm on my way to Frontierland, but I'd probably stop and do all the front
totally
of the
understand.
New Orleans Square stuff.
Yeah. New Orleans Square, I'm going to say another favorite at nighttime. Mm-hmm. New Orleans Square is actually, we did a thing of like ranking your favorite lands.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans Square was my favorite.
It's your favorite.
Yeah.
I know it is too.
Oh.
It's like the smallest.
I know.
It's like sometimes less is more. I get it.
You know what? When each one is a winner?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to have the worst question ever.
Yeah.
Haunted Mansion or Pirates?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, let's make it easy.
I have to say Pirates, which is hard.
Okay.
But I love Haunted Mansion.
No, I know.
I think I get more excited about Pirates.
That's fair.
Mind you, I do. This is bad. I do fall asleep on Pirates.
Yeah.
It's so cozy at the end when there's like the fire and it's warm. It's crackling. It's like boats are bumping you awake every time.
We got stuck on Pirates once by the meowing cat.
Oh yeah, I was with you. I was so horrible. Hey, kitty kitty. I feel like I can quote that in my
I know
sleep now.
We were there for so long. Screaming cat.
Yeah.
Okay, for Haunted Mansion, do you prefer the Haunted Holiday Mansion with the nightmare overlay or the regular?
I feel like I just have to say regular.
That's fair.
Not that I don't like the layover one, but yeah, I think I just have to say the regular.
I agree. I love the overlay.
Yeah.
But I like the original better.
Yeah.
And I really love the overlay.
Yeah.
So,
fair.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay, I'm going to give you some food options.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Let's,
New Orleans Square,
I know. So good.
Okay.
Tiana's Palace, Blue Bayou Restaurant, Cafe Orleans, or the Harbor Galley?
Yes.
If you can only do one, you only have one day in New Orleans Square.
Then I'm going homesick because I ate everything. I don't know. I feel like I want, I don't know, gumbo, and I want chowder in a bed bowl.
That is so good, though.
And then I'm going to... then I want Blue Bayou, though.
Yeah.
I want chicken at Blue Bayou, and that has gumbo, to be fair. And then they're... what are their lemonade things called? They have at Blue Bayou. I don't remember now. Shoot. Anyway, really good. Mm-hmm. It's like Louisiana lemonade or
something. Oh,
yeah, yeah. But then I definitely, maybe more than once, will go back and get beignets and a mint julep.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
So, yes.
Okay, cool. Okay. I do think Blue Bayou is an experience. I've never been to Tiana's and been disappointed in the food, though.
That is true.
And that's always one where I'm like, oh, where do I want to eat? And then I just kind of like, well, that's there. Let's just go there.
And so it's really good. And they actually have seating. Like, I don't know. Yeah. So good.
Okay. Are you staying to watch Fantasmic?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's tough because I usually have several days. I feel like if I was only there one day, maybe.
Yeah,
I
only for New Orleans Square. Yeah,
but I do like Fantasmic.
Yeah, okay. Well, we hung out in New Orleans Square. Where are we going to go? Bayou Country or going to go Frontierland? You're going to do both eventually.
What time of day is it right now?
Middle of the day.
Okay, if it's hot in the middle of the day, I might go do Tiana's.
Fair enough.
And we need the poo to dry off after.
Also fair enough.
And go hug Eeyore.
And go hug Eeyore, yes. Eeyore is your favorite.
Yes.
Yes, you have a million pictures of hugging Eeyore.
Yes, I have to hug Eeyore every trip. And I do love Winnie the Pooh, though, too. I mean, he's right up there. It's just, I have a thing where I have to hug Eeyore every trip.
Yep. Yep. What do you think of the Hungry Bear Barbecue Jamboree?
Oh, yum.
It's the only food option here, so.
Yes, just a yes.
Fair enough.
Go, yeah.
I like all the hungry little things for the country bears. Like, I like all those little...
The nods to that. Yeah, I really like that too.
And I have always said that Winnie the Pooh is like the most underrated dark ride.
It really is. It's one of my favorite so dark good. Rides, really.
Yeah, it is so good.
And it's, well, it can be busy randomly. The last couple times we were there, I was like, oh, why is Winnie the Pooh so long? It's usually like pretty reliably not long. That's why it's like, I guess I'll just do Winnie the Pooh. But yeah, I don't know. The last couple times it's been busy. But
I also
not always, though, but.
Have to say a very underrated ride. The canoes are amazing. They're so good.
I've never done the canoes.
I swear.
I feel like it's always hot, and the last thing I want to do is go work.
That's fair. We went and did the canoes, and the whole time I was like, why have we never done this before? I had no idea. The canoe guys are so funny. I swear they switch off with the Jungle Cruise skippers.
Oh, probably,
They're just so
funny. I've definitely,
funny.
Like, heard them making jokes, like, when you're on, Pirate Slayer Island or whatever, or even on, like, Mark Twain or anything like that. We've definitely, like, overheard them making jokes, and it does seem like a good time, but, yeah. But also, exercise.
You have to time it right, for sure. And Pooh Corner is a great little shopping spot, so it's a good spot.
I do love Pooh Corner.
Yeah. So it's
I feel like I don't know how much I love, because they change like the one half into more like Tiana stuff. I kind of miss the whole like Pooh Corner thing.
Yeah, especially because they still have like a Ray's Berets and the Critter Club. Yeah,
not that I'm offended by it. I just want it all. So.
Yeah, I understand that totally. Okay, so we've hung out in Bayou Country. Where are you heading next? Because now you gotta like. Go back, unless you want to go back partway and then down to Star Wars.
I think, or do you want to? Like, I would be like, okay, I'm headed back to Big Thunder and Frontierland, but in reality, I would be like, oh, now I'm here, I'm going to Star Wars.
Okay,
then go down that little,
thing. All right, then let's do that one next. Okay, Millennium Falcon or Rise of the Resistance? Which one's better?
Rise,
of course. Yeah. What's your favorite role on Millennium Falcon, though?
Oh,
pilot.
I think, well, no, I kind of like being gunner.
I like being gunner, too.
Yeah. And not that I, like, pilot is right up there, too, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gunner is my favorite. I like being pilot, but gunner is my favorite.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Rise of the Resistance. That is a correct answer, okay? There's a right answer there.
Yes.
Would you rather build a lightsaber or a droid? In theory.
A droid.
Yeah. Like my little QT314?
Yeah.
Blue milk or green milk at the milk stand? Or neither?
Blue.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I like both.
You're on Team Brandon.
Blue. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's the burrs.
Yeah.
It's the bees.
The brr.
Brandon is pretty like blue.
That's right. I like both, but I prefer green.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Ronto Roasters or... Wait, actually, let's go shopping first.
Okay.
Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities, First Order Cargo, or the Stand Outside of Rise of the Resistance?
I don't know. I've seen some really cute stuff on the stand outside of Sunrise, actually.
I was actually going to go like through the whole thing.
But it actually is.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I found some really cute t-shirts.
It's true.
Out there.
I was actually, like, you know, the center where there's, like, the toy, like, there's so many different little things.
What's the, I'm just bad with,
names?
Star Wars line. Yeah, what's the one that has, like, all the props and stuff, like, in the, like, animals and stuff from the movie?
Dakondar.
Yes, that one.
Yeah.
There's a funny picture from when you and me and Mom went, and I'm, like, holding a lightsaber, and mm-hmm. I'm just, like, lit up or whatever. I'm just, like, smiling for Mom with the camera or whatever. And then she sends it to me, and later on, I'm, like, I'm having this lit up lightsaber, and I look at the picture later on. There's a baby in a stroller holding the same lightsaber in the same picture. It's one of my favorite pictures. It's so funny.
You're like, we are the same.
Me and the baby.
Perfect. Perfect.
It's a good, good photo bomb.
With the same one, even.
Yeah.
Docking Bay 7. Now we're eating.
Okay, but perfect.
Docking Bay 7. Ronto Roasters. Or Oga's.
Is it bad that I've never actually eaten in Star Wars Land? I want to
really?
Say. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't Docking realize that until right now.
Okay, so
I don't
one
think
of
I've
my.
I've ever had food there.
Yeah, as far as like not, you know, sit down places, like as far as your like mobile places like that, Docking Bay 7 mm-hmm. is one of my two favorite places to eat in the entire resort.
Really? What, yeah. What do you order there?
Well, there's a bunch of different things. My problem is I really like a lot of the seasonal stuff. So every time I'm there, I'm like, well, this is seasonal. I'll get this. And then I hardly ever get like the non-seasonal things. Mm-hmm. But so they do, and they give like Star Wars names to things.
Oh, that's fine,
but they
though.
Have the best cold brew there, firstly.
Oh, really?
And then we've had like really good, we usually get like a few things and share them, but they do a chicken tip yip. And it's like really good breaded chicken strips on top of a bed of mashed potatoes.
Oh, why have I never done this?
I don't know.
Where's this?
Docking Bay 7.
Okay.
But it's like busy
Sold.
In there. Yeah. Like it is. It's so good.
Okay.
We're gonna just deviate here for a second because I'm literally bringing up the menu for Docking Bay 7
Perfect.
Right now.
Sounds good to me.
Because, like, oh my goodness, how have you never done this?
Yeah, I feel like I haven't lived yet.
I guess not. I mean, apparently.
I'm having existential
like, what is happening? Andorian roasted chicken salad. So this is the current things.
Okay.
Andorian roasted chicken salad. Sirabat noodles with crispy marinated yopi, which is, like, lo mein noodles with bok choy and ground pork and yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Fried chicken bows is one of my favorite things there. They're crispy chicken bows with sweet chili sauce and like little cucumber shavings. Yeah, it's so good.
Definitely.
The Andorian fried chicken tip yip. Then there's like an Impossible Meatballs thing. There's like a couple dessert things. There's some beverages. There's moof juice. It's like fruit juice, kind of like cocktail, yeah. But they give these things all the names.
Like
but what
like
you, the best is the cold brew black calf, and it is cold brew coffee topped with sweet cream cheese and chocolate puffs.
Ooh,
like the chocolate cereal. Yeah,
totally. I went to somewhere. I think it was in DCA though, and I had a cold brew. Well, I had two actually that trip because I'm not like actually a big coffee person. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, I was like, yeah, I'm doing this.
I love cold brew.
I had one at Hungry Bear, and it was kind of weird, but it was good.
Mm-hmm.
But they had like the honeycomb like cereal on top, and it was really good. And it was just like sweetened with honey, basically. So
yeah, that makes
like,
sense for a Hungry Bear.
Yeah,
for sure.
And it was really good, but weird. Like I couldn't. Put my finger on it, but
yeah,
okay.
Like the cereal feature.
And then yeah, I think the one in DCA had like yeah, like Cocoa Puffs basically on it, and they're really
so
good. So
good.
That's good to know. I'm going there. Apparently.
But yeah, they've had a bunch of different things. They had a Batu beef pot roast for a while, but the bows I've had before and they are so good. Especially if you just like, I don't want to eat a whole thing. I just want like a little something.
Yeah,
a little something.
I do love bows in general.
Yeah.
So yeah, that sounds like I should be going there.
Yeah, but like this is. Yeah,
Yum. Yum.
Yeah, so good. Yeah. So, Oga's Cantina.
I have been there. I just didn't eat there, I guess.
Right. I've never eaten there. I have had drinks
right,
there,
obviously. Okay. So I do like it for drinks. I like that, yes.
Docking Bay 7 or Ronto Roasters, which is also really, really good.
Okay, well, I'm going to just, in theory, say Docking Bay because I think I'm going there for fried chicken and mashed potatoes.
Or I think maybe they do, like, sometimes with mac and cheese and with the fried chicken instead of potatoes.
Also a good answer. You just have all of it.
You're like, oh, okay. Sold in all the ways.
Yes.
Okay. Where is your favorite place to watch fireworks or projections? So, the most common ones you have in front of the castle.
Right.
Against Small World.
Right.
Rivers of America. And Galaxy's Edge, which does its own thing. Yeah.
Yes. I've never actually seen it in Galaxy's Edge. Okay. That was kind of new-ish. Yes, I should. I don't know. I have good memories, like, as a kid watching it in front of Small World. And it's, like, a little bit quieter sometimes than, like, the castle. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to say because I feel like the castle's kind of just, like, the right answer. If you can get in there and see it and not be crowded that long. But
five hours.
Yes. But
I really like seeing from the castle. It's not my favorite.
No. I don't like the experience. Maybe it's not my favorite, but, like, the actual show itself.
Yeah. I really like Rivers of America.
Yeah, that's valid, too.
Especially you do Fantasmic and then you stay for...
Yes. Yeah, very, very true.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Star Wars does its own thing.
Yeah,
so.
And I haven't actually seen that either.
So good.
Yeah,
I actually really liked when it's Halloween, they switch it, and it's all, like, the villain, the dark side.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, super cool.
Okay, so we've hung out in Star Wars for a while. Ooh, which character do you want to see most in Star Wars land? You said Winnie the Pooh in Bayou Country.
Fair enough.
Adventureland doesn't really... Well, I mean, they have some, once in a while. Characters walking around. Not really, though.
Not tons.
No. But Galaxy's Edge, we have some characters...
Yeah, who have I seen in Adventureland?
I've seen Lilo walking around before.
Oh, okay.
And you used to see Aladdin and Jasmine.
Yes, that's fair. Because I've seen the genie last time we were there, but it was more in
Fantasyland. Yeah, I see the genie in Fantasyland.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess it used to be Aladdin and Jasmine.
Yes.
But that is, yeah. Tiki room, you'll have to count the tiki.
Yes,
the
birds in the tiki room. Yeah. Yes, Jose.
Yes.
But yeah,
but in Star Wars, I don't know, Chewie and...
You have
Mando.
The best picture.
I do have a
with Boba Fett.
Yes, Boba Fett. Yes, and I like when Mando has little Grogu.
Of course.
I don't know. I like.
I also like R2. He dances.
Oh yeah, I do like R2. Yeah.
So like
they
all
have
of them
good ones. Yeah, yeah, they're all of them.
Are we heading to Frontierland next? Because you said Frontierland before. Okay.
Yes.
Favorite ride in Frontierland? There's a correct answer to this.
Big Thunder.
Yes. Yes.
I'm wearing a Big Thunder shirt.
You are. I was actually just going to bring that up. You are. It's so good.
It on me.
Yes, it is so good. Yes. Now, Big Thunder, I know picking favorites is insane. Is Big Thunder your favorite, if you had to name one?
Probably.
Did you whisper it because you don't want to commit to it?
Yes. I mean, yeah. I think the last few trips, whether it was on purpose or not, Indiana has been, like, first and last ride. And I always have to be Indiana. I love Indiana. But I think, like, whenever I'm on Big Thunder, I'm just like, this is my favorite ride. It has to be my favorite ride.
Yeah, I get that.
And I mean, I don't know. So I maybe wouldn't admit it. Loudly, not whispering, but because I can't pick favorites, but also, but yeah,
but
I
also maybe
love Big Thunder
if
much.
It's not the favorite, it's almost
Oh yeah, that's right. Cannot be in a bad mood riding Big Thunder.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah,
cannot
be in a bad mood riding Big Thunder. I always say my two favorites are, but I always say two favorites.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Right. I love Big Thunder. That would be like. Right up there. Indiana Jones would be right up there, but I always go, it's either Haunted Mansion or Pirates for me.
Yeah,
so
that's fair.
And every time I'll be like, it's Pirates, and then I ride Haunted Mansion, I'm like, maybe it's this one.
Yes, exactly. Right, that's how I feel too. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, but no, Big Thunder with so good. Yes. So yes, you're you have the mountain. Like, you have the mountain.
I have the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Shirt.
This is Big Thunder Mountain.
It looks like an old, I don't know, like kind of like an old poster.
Yeah,
for Big Thunder ride almost. I like attraction shirts.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Well, you can't see me, but this is what I'm wearing.
Yeah, exactly.
I've had it up to here with visual imagery. Like up to here.
Really, your hands like down by the ground. Yeah, like it's fine.
That's a funny joke. Yeah.
So our other things listed for Frontierland would be Pirate's Lair on Tom Sawyer Island, Fantasmic, the Sailing Ship Columbia, and the Mark Twain Riverboat. I mean, you can't really compete with these things.
No.
The only one would be, do you prefer Mark Twain or Sailing Ship Columbia?
There's probably a right answer.
Yes.
Yeah, and I know I always forget Mark Twain's even a thing, but it is underrated, too. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're just, it's more of a vibe thing.
It's a vibe.
You, like, grab a corn on the cob and get on Mark Twain and sit down. Feels so good to sit down. And, yeah. Also, you're not mentioning the shooting gallery. I have a weird place in my head for that.
You're right. It's not just an attraction, absolutely the shooting gallery. So when Brittany was really, really, really little, this wasn't your first time in Disneyland because you were a baby then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember? I know, or have you just heard the story so many times?
Yeah.
That all of the things you wanted to go on, you were like, can we shoot things?
Yeah, oh yes.
Because you really liked the Buzz Lightyear ride.
Do we get to shoot
things?
Turns out you can shoot things a lot of things. Yeah. That is true.
And this was before Spider-Man and stuff existed.
Yeah, that's fair.
Although now you can shoot things there too. Yes.
And Toy Story, maybe.
And Toy Story, yes. But we do something and be like, can we shoot things on this ride?
Turns out I had issues.
So then they took you to the shooting gallery so you could shoot things.
That was fun. I'm very bad at it.
No, you are not. Really, well, you're better at it than I am, that's for sure. I hadn't done that in years, and then we got to then. Yeah.
I think I missed it last trip we were there, but I usually do it once.
Yeah.
You can find the coins to do it.
Side note,
in Frontierland, I definitely have my favorite stores in Frontierland.
Oh, I was actually right at the...
Oh, there
perfect.
You go. Sorry, jumping through it.
Well, let's eat first again.
Oh, yes. Let's eat first.
Yes, please. So do you want to go to Rancho del Zocalo,
yes,
the Riverbell Terrace,
yes,
the Golden Horseshoe,
yes,
the Stage Door Cafe,
yes,
okay. We're picking one.
I really like Rancho. I do too. It's really hard not to. We did a Fantasmic like dining package, not last trip, the trip before, there, and we were all like, I don't know, we didn't know what we were expecting of it. We knew it was going to be good. I mean, things are always good, but it was kind of like, oh, we didn't have anything booked that trip, and we thought we'd better just book something. But yeah, it was shockingly amazing, and then you got to watch Fantasmic. It
totally
was super, 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 super good. And I mean, we usually eat there anyway, so it was kind of just killing two birds with one stone, but...
We did try the Fantasmic one there because we had done the Hungry Bear before, and it was like the replacement kind of thing.
Yeah, same exact thing with us for sure. But it was kind of like we're trying to get everything
in. No, Docking Bay 7 that you've now been convinced to go to.
Yes.
They do a dining thing for the nighttime fireworks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so that would be cool.
But maybe like to watch there, right?
Right. Yeah. But that's kind
of
cool. Yeah.
So anyway, if you're thinking If you're thinking food things.
Yes.
But yes, Rancho del Zocalo, and we like highly recommend doing a Fantasmic dining package if you can, and if something appeals to you,
yes.
And that one is like
it's
very
good. Yeah, it's solid anyway. It's
top
right
rated,
and yeah, we did last time we were there. We did what did we do? We did one.
Mm-hmm.
It was in New Orleans Square,
mm-hmm.
And it was super good though. I had gumbo and Monte Cristo.
Riverbell Terrace, I guess, is technically in Frontierland.
That one. Well, they do offer the dining package. Mm-hmm. We didn't do that one though. A few trips ago, we actually did a breakfast at Riverbell Terrace.
Yeah, I remember
Terrace,
you saying
that.
That
was super good. That was, again, almost more... I mean, the food was really good too, but that was, again, like a vibe one. We sat on, like, right on the terrace there.
Yeah.
And just, like, people watching. It was, like, morning and earlier in the day, but it was... kind of fun. Anyways.
Yeah, no, I get that for sure.
Yeah, and the food was good. We had like I don't even know what we had, but it was really good. It was like one of those like breakfast mixed things where it was like a mountain of like...
A mountain of food,
It was like poutine, but breakfast.
So instead of stores here, they're listed as trading posts.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the Westward Ho Trading Company and the Pioneer Mercantile.
Yes.
And I think these are both... very good.
Both very good. I agree.
What's your favorite?
Probably the Pioneer.
I'd say that's right. Like, I know trading companies mostly like pins. I mean, I love pins, obviously.
And I mean, they are connected, right?
So, yeah.
I mean, I usually just do both. But I think the Pioneer actually has like the cuter kind of, like, they have all the t-shirts and all the like just extra kind of fun stuff.
I used to love that store. I mean, not that I don't love it now, but it used to be very Pocahontas themed.
Yes, agreed. Yes. Yeah, I like the store itself, too. It's, like, fun to still be in the store.
Yeah, Frontierland also has one of my favorite detailed Easter eggs. So, you know, the ground is very cool, and it has, like, the horseshoe prints.
Yes.
But on the Pioneer Mercantile, like, the store entrances, there, you know, how there's, like, the wood. And I think there is for the horseshoe cafe. The horseshoe cafe. Golden horseshoe.
Yes.
As well. When you step up onto, like, the wood patio at the front before you go into the building, they have specifically worn down the edges because that's what it would look like when everyone would scrape their boots off. And I was just like, I love that detail that's so really much.
Cool. I do like that. Yep. Yeah, they think of everything.
They do.
What's up?
Very detail oriented, which I love.
Love that.
Okay, so you have two places left, Mickey's Toontown and Fantasyland. What are we doing?
We didn't do Tomorrowland, dude.
Oh, and Tomorrowland.
Also.
I was, like, going in my mind around the park. Yeah, okay. We have three places left.
Which is like, oh, man. I mean, we probably... I don't know what time of day it is now, I guess. I don't know how long we've taken to do all these. I ate a lot of food.
It's in this magical day where time ceases to go whatever. Time means nothing. Let's say it's, like, early evening.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at this point, if it's already early evening, it's gonna be dark soon. I'm probably just gonna wait to go to Fantasyland in the dark.
Yeah, I like Fantasyland at nighttime.
Me too. So, which means I'm going to Toontown.
Makes
and
sense.
Riding Mickey and Minnie's Railway.
That is also the correct answer.
No matter how.
So on the road trip. Brittany was playing also a Disney playlist, but there was a Disneyland playlist. So every time we got in the vehicle, it started playing Nothing Can Stop Us Now, and it was amazing.
And it was always like,
it's my favorite
thing.
My phone
connected and automatically played. So it was just like, oh, yeah. It was a nice little surprise. Every day.
Every day. I love
almost
it.
Almost every day.
Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway is like so good. It's just so good.
It's so good.
Chippendale's Gadget Coaster is fun. The line
moves
very slowly and it's a very, very short ride.
Yes.
I really like doing at least once the cartoon spin because I love Roger Rabbit. Okay. I get motion sick, so the spinning has to be at a minimum.
Yes.
But it is fun to do once.
Yeah.
And then you can meet Mickey and Minnie, which I guess are listed as attractions, Donald Duck's Pond, Goofy's How to Play Yard, Centennial Park, which is just like the grassy area. Okay.
I do like walking around Toontown.
Yeah,
like,
it is
the
fun.
The grassy area and stuff. It's really fun.
I totally forgot. What character are we meeting in Frontierland? I'm bad at this.
Oh, dear.
You only have a few options.
Pocahontas. Yeah.
There's, like, Woody and Jesse are often
there. That's true. I feel like I'm going to see Woody and Jesse in, like, if we go to DCA or whatever, though.
Right.
Probably that. Pocahontas.
Yep, correct answer.
When was the last time? Like, I have memories. I have no idea the time frame, though. Like, I've seen, like, the country bears walking around before. But that may have been, like, a long time ago. And actually, they do in Disney World
They do
still,
in Disney World fair. Still.
I've definitely seen them in Disney World, too. But yes.
I think they are a special occasion situation.
More recently,
in Disneyland. I think it's decent.
But that's on theme, I guess. Yeah. That's fun, too. But yeah.
Okay, so we went back to Toontown now. Mm-hmm. Runaway Railway. So all of those, that is the correct answer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure.
Yes.
You can only meet one character there. Who are you meeting?
Oh, probably Mickey.
That's probably Mickey. Also the correct answer. Although I love them all. And Pete walks around.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's
yep. Funny. Okay, there's Cafe Daisy.
Or Chip and Dale. We had a really fun time.
Oh, yeah, you had a fun time in the evening with Chip and Dale, actually. The nice thing I do like doing with Toontown is because they shut down for fireworks, and then you can actually rope drop after fireworks if it's one time when the park opens till midnight.
That's true, yeah.
That's a fun one to do.
That is a fun one. Absolutely.
And don't be scared. They leave the Runaway Railway wait time on whatever it was before.
Right.
So it'll say, like, 45 minutes, but it's a walk-on.
And you're like, oh, yeah, exactly. Yep.
But yeah, we were hanging out, and Chip and Dale, you had real fun interactions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait. Would you rather meet Chip and Dale or Mickey?
Mm-hmm.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't make me choose.
Anyway, delightful dining and shopping there. We have Cafe Daisy, Good Boy Grocers, the popcorn near Chip and Dale's Gadget Coaster.
Yes. popcorn.
Popcorn? Okay. That one?
Yeah.
Cafe Daisy.
I've never actually been to Cafe Daisy, but I think that they have a good menu.
Yeah, they have they have a few different things. There's they do those like flopovers, which is kind of like a pizza turnover thing. It's not like a calzone. But it's, yeah, kind of like that, basically.
Okay.
They have, like, mini donuts. Mm. But, yes, they so they have flopovers. They have some, like, funky hot dogs. Mm. And then they, I've had a couple good beverages there.
Ooh.
They do yeah, seasonal like they things do sometimes.
A lot of, yeah,
yeah,
like a cold brew or coffee kind
yeah.
of stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah, which I'm a fan of
which
course.
I think I always, like, look at their menu and then I'm like, oh, but I'm not at that part of the park, so then I end up going somewhere else
yeah,
and I'm
that's fair.
A coffee, but that's why I have yet to yeah. go there. But I do think that they have a good menu.
I had a really good, I had a pumpkin iced tea there once.
Mm.
Obviously it was fall time.
Yeah, but that sounds good. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And I like Engineer Souvenirs,
mm-hmm.
which is the one attached to Mickey and Minnie's.
Yes, that you walk through on the way out.
Yes,
it's pretty cool.
Very good.
I actually really like all the Mickey and Minnie's. Yeah. I like their merch for...
It's
the ride
true.
Is really fun.
Wow, I just really like that ride.
Yeah. I got one of my... Actually, my first lounge fly yep. that I bought is it was before the ride even existed.
Yep.
And I was like, this is a fun cartoon thing. And then the ride came out. I'm like, oh, it's for this ride.
But it didn't say Runaway Railway
no,
on it.
No, it's literally just
but
like all the
definitely
little cartoon
from there. Yeah,
Mickeys
it's super cute,
it's
too.
It's super fun. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it's like... Red, orange, kind of.
You know how the baseball jerseys are super popular right now? Mm-hmm. Brandon has a Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway
yeah.
baseball jersey.
They're like the world's cutest little crop hoodie there last fall, I guess, when we were there. Last spring.
I
last
also... Spring. But you didn't get it?
No, I think Mom bought it, actually.
Oh, that's what I should see it.
She always tried it. I don't remember if she bought it, but yeah. She really
liked it. Also like that this is where you can get some retro... millennial fan Disney old Disney Channel stuff like you'll get Powerline stuff here
yeah,
sometimes sure. or they had DuckTales stuff
right.
and
yes.
Goofy movie stuff
yeah. and
yeah.
it's quieter because I don't know they I saw one of funny story so I've picked up a Loungefly that I really liked in Tomorrowland mm-hmm. I actually never did buy it because there was a little bit of a flaw on it. But somebody had returned it, and
oh.
so it was one of those, whatever, long story, but they said that because it was the only one, and I was like, okay, well, there are other ones, blah, blah, blah. They said that they sold them in Toontown, usually at the store,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of what happened. Somebody would have bought it there and then just returned it at the store in Tomorrowland, that's
oh.
why they only had that one, but they said go and check it out there because they used to have them. They sell out like crazy everywhere else, but the people that buy Loungeflies are usually adults. And they don't think of buying that kind of stuff. Like, they don't go to Toontown because it's usually
right.
more of a kid-friendly
or you're getting off the ride
there.
And you're just walking
yeah,
through, not
exactly.
really paying attention.
So they're like, oh, yeah, they probably have lots of this.
Oh,
and then
did they?
It was our... Well, we didn't go back because it was, like, the last thing we were doing on our last day. So I'm like,
oh,
well, I don't have time to run across the park to
right.
do this.
Okay.
So yes.
You'll have to look next time, see if it's
yeah,
still there.
Yeah, exactly. But it was a fun one. I thought that was a fun
what
fact.
Did it look like?
Yeah. It was kind of like pastel-y colors, and it was all like montage-y, like kind of
mm-hmm.
like all like collage-y sort of. And it was yeah, just like a bunch of characters and everything
oh,
like that.
Fun.
It was really fun, but yeah, I like the colors in
yeah.
it. It was really bright.
So there you go. If you're looking for something that they happen to
yeah,
sell in Toontown,
they might just have it there as opposed to
yeah.
the park, which is
yeah,
fun
cool.
fact.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, are we doing Tomorrowland next or Fantasyland next?
Mm.
We're now into late evening, early night.
Probably Tomorrowland, because going to do Fantasyland.
You're, like saving Fantasyland.
Yeah, ending in Fantasyland, or, like, doing nighttime stuff in Fantasyland,
and then doing, like, a run
Big
thing.
Thunder
yeah,
and,
yeah. Ooh! I was going to ask that question. All right, pause right
on
now.
The way.
Let's ask a question.
Yes.
Your final ride of the night, if you had anything, any, like, your feet aren't aching or anything like that.
It pretty much by, I don't know, just by the fact that we do it every single day when we're there. It's always just like, if we have time, we try to map it out, we run to Big Thunder.
Okay.
And then on to Indiana as like the last minute. Before
when you're like, you can stand in there while they
yeah,
close. Cause,
yes,
yeah.
exactly. Big Thunder usually has a short enough line that you can get on it and then still
yeah.
get to Indiana.
Totally.
Plus, if you're in Fantasyland, it's on the way.
That's right.
yeah.
Okay, so far out attractions yes. are you doing... Space Mountain, Star Tours, Buzz Lightyear, or Autopia. Or you can just rank them.
I feel like Space Mountain has to be number one. It's
right.
just really hard to get on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Lineup sucks. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's my worst queue, honestly, might be Space Mountain. And mostly
it's so long.
Because, well, it's so long, and the amount of times that I've been in the long, long lineup, even with the Lightning Lane, and then it shuts down
yeah.
when you're in line. And then it's just like a pain in the butt because
totally.
You're trying to, yeah. plan the rest of your mm-hmm. day, and now we have to come back because we're not missing Space Mountain, but also
yep.
yeah, ruin the whole day.
Yeah. Well,
but
yeah, so that is something, because I always feel like I have severe trust issues walking into that lineup. I was like, okay, we might ride it, but yeah.
This might be my most commonly, no, I think any Indiana Jones probably is. Mm. This would be second most commonly rope dropped ride.
Space Mountain?
Yeah.
Mm, interesting.
Because it's always the biggest lineup you're trying to avoid, right?
That's true, yeah. I mean, I pretty much just always like, it's not, it wouldn't say it's my favorite ride. Like, I like it, but I think I just push it to the back burner because I would still rather.
Do you like regular Space Mountain or Hyperspace Mountain?
Hyperspace Mountain.
I think I do too.
I know.
I really like them both, though. I actually really like them both.
I like the theming for Hyperspace.
It might be that I've been on space a lot and not Hyperspace as very much.
Fair enough, yeah. And that's maybe true too. But yeah, I feel like there's kind of more of a.
There's a really cool moment.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just really
like it. Yeah. The theming's better, like the storyline or whatever.
Yeah. So, I like it. You're on Star Tours. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite scene to get? Or favorite character to see?
So I have to say, I do really like Star Tours. It is one of my least road rides because it makes me sick.
No, I get it too.
And I like it a lot, but I have to be like in the right mental preparation to even ride it. So I haven't done it that often. I really do. I like how they changed it and they keep like adding scenes and stuff. I really like that. I rode it a couple times on the last trips, like in hopes that I was like, okay, that was really cool. I think we got Mando and Ahsoka, or Sokka.
Ahsoka. Yeah. The last for a while now, the last scene is always the Ahsoka and the whales.
Oh, okay. So that's what I was gonna say. I'm like, oh, that to me it was like the first time we rode on that trip. I think I might even be in with you.
Yeah.
But the first time we rode on that trip, it was like so exciting. So I was like, whoa, they have something new, and I've seen this show. Yay. But then, yeah, I was like, okay, well, they obviously have something new, so then I wanted to ride it again right away, and then, yeah, we got the whale scene again, but, so then I was like, oh, well. And then, actually, I think the last trip, I didn't even get on it, because it was with Eric, and he has worse motion sick than I do, so it ended up being one that we just missed, but fair. I do, as in theory, I really like the ride a lot, I just, yeah.
I want them to start, because they cycle through the first scene and who you get in between.
Right.
The little, like, hologram.
Yeah.
But then they don't cycle through the Ahsoka and the whales anymore. But, so I want them to just, like, start doing that again. I'm like, you did it for a year.
Yeah.
Let's cycle through again.
Yeah, because that's half of the, like, exciting it's half part of it, that ride is, like, what am I going to get now? Yeah. Who's going to be the Rebel
spy? I love seeing Andor.
Yes.
I like Cassie and Andor a lot.
I really like it.
Same.
Yeah. I wonder why.
Yeah. It's a great show. That's why. He's
very talented.
He's a talented. That being said, Grogu is adorable.
Oh, yeah. He is adorable. Yes. Different ways. Many adorable things.
Okay. Would you rather Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters? We're having a chill time now.
Yes. Perfect.
Or Autopia?
I shoot things.
want to go shoot things or do you want to drive?
Low-key, like Autopia nighttime.
Or
sunset. Technically, maybe we're there at sunset by now. I can do Autopia. Kind of underrated, I feel like.
Right?
I have in my mind that it's like, oh, we can skip Autopia. But then when you're on it, same thing. It's so fun. Again, won't do it with a long line, I guess.
Right.
It's one of those ones. But once you're on it, super fun. Same thing with Buzz Lightyear. It can get to have a long line, but you don't need to ride it. Like, it can be a walk-on so easily that if you're lining up for Buzz Lightyear.
I feel like you can seriously get a 15-minute, maybe at the height of something when everything else is like an hour, and it's at 20, then you're like, okay, but like,
oh, I've seen it at like 45 minutes.
Yeah,
well,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I would not.
But I do. I really like the ride. It's just if you're waiting that long, you might as well be waiting that long
for something else.
That's always long.
Totally agree.
But I do really like Buzz Lightyear. Just kind of has
I'm really good at it.
I'm really bad at other shooting games, but for some reason, Buzz Lightyear is just
you're really good at it.
My suit game, I'm really, really, really bad at Spider-Man. And I'm pretty mediocre at Toy Story for, like, all the shooting games. But for some reason, Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, I know. I rode with you. It was intimidating.
No.
Because I'm like, I ride with Brandon for everything. He, like, whoops my butt and everything. Right. And then I'm like, that's just because it's him. And I'm like, riding with Brittany. I'm like, fine then. Fine.
No, Eric plays video games and he's really good at all the other ones, but I kick his butt in Buzz Lightyear.
Nice. Yeah,
I
know you really
well. It's my weird childhood needing to shoot things. I think that just resonates in me. It's my weird.
Star Trader for Star Wars stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Little Green Store. Little Green Store Command, Little Green Men Store Command. That's oh my goodness, out of Buzz Lightyear, that's right? What coming out of Buzz Lightyear.
Right.
Which one?
Probably Star Traders.
Yeah,
I feel like it's got.
It has some really great cool stuff in there.
Yeah, and all that cool. Like they have a lot of like, cool like just park stuff too. Like if not they just do. Star Wars. Yeah. So I mean they have really good Star Wars stuff.
They do.
But yeah, mm-hmm. I got that really cute. There's like a white T-shirt. It has like R2-D2 just like kind of like
oh, yeah,
embroidered into the front and then the back down the line.
Yeah.
It has really, really cute stuff.
I know. Yeah, that one is good. This is like an all over parks question before we head over to Fantasyland. Oh, I have two questions, first of all. Tomorrowland specific, are you eating in Tomorrowland?
I have eaten in Tomorrowland. Yeah.
Are you doing it by choice?
Probably not by choice. Like, I don't know. It's really easy to eat at the... What's the main big one?
The one that's kind of in the center there?
Yeah.
Galactic Grill.
Yeah, yeah.
There's Galactic Grill. Yes. The main ones are Galactic Grill and Alien Pizza Planet.
Yeah.
They do have a really good pretzel stand where you can get, like, the stuffed pretzels.
Okay.
And popcorn and things like that. Like, you have good luck getting popcorn buckets and stuff. Right.
Yeah.
We've had Galactic Grill as a good place where you can mobile order most of the popcorn buckets or sippers or stuff with
that's where
things.
We got your cup thingies, too. Yeah. 100%. That is, like, if you're... I've eaten there where it's just like, oh, this is just very convenient, and the mobile ordering is, like, right now. Or if you, like, want hot chocolate or something and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty, like, meh. Otherwise.
Yeah, I think both options are pretty meh, except...
It's convenient, but it's not really, like, first choice.
I think both... Or if they have a seasonal thing, they do really, or they do well with it.
Mm-hmm.
We had a seasonal pasta at Alien Pizza Planet, and it was actually really, really good.
Okay.
But like when we've gone and had just like the regular stuff, it's like it's fine. A little bit further to get a regular burger or a regular thing.
Yeah,
right?
Totally, exactly. Yeah. And yeah, it's like I say, it's great for convenience if you're just like I need something.
Something like
I think if you had like young kids and stuff, it's just like oh, easy.
It's like a
fingers.
Safe stuff. Yeah,
and there's always somewhere to sit, and there's lots going on. Like it's definitely a safe. Good thing. But if you're just like actually looking for good food, then maybe not so much.
Okay. Especially because, like, just go out to Main Street.
Well, exactly.
It's
there's
right
so many
there.
Options in this park. What are we doing here? I did eat there the last time we were there, but it was like we were decided suddenly that we were starving, which is funny because I'm never hungry in Disneyland. But yes, but I think that it was like late and everything else was closed, and so we were just like, oh, well, right here.
We're right here. We definitely did. And then we did a, when we were Magic Key holders, they had a Magic Key special, which was like, 10 sliders or something.
Oh, fine.
And so we did something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Okay, so, this is just because they have two stops in Tomorrowland. They have stops for both these in Tomorrowland.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what is bringing it up. Would you rather ride the Disneyland monorail or the Disneyland Railroad?
Railroad.
Yeah. I actually like both.
Mm-hmm.
And actually before, it's been fun to get on the monorail, like, because we usually stay... At the, when Brandon and I go, we usually stay at a hotel that is, you have to walk through Downtown Disney to get to the entrance. The same one that you stayed at when we were there.
Yeah.
And so you're walking past the monorail. So sometimes it's fun to rope drop the monorail.
Yeah. The most ever we stayed at Disneyland Hotel, like, growing up, or whatever, years ago now.
I did not.
No. But we did, and we rode the monorail lots then, because of the exact same reason.
Yep.
So you can get into the park right there.
It's right there.
All the way around.
Yeah.
So that was fun and convenient and good, but I think, like, that might have been the last time I rode monorail. Like, I think we talked about it this last trip once, but, yeah, like, it's not really something we're just like, I'm gonna ride the monorail.
Oh,
where's
yeah.
the railroad? We make sure we get on it every trip.
If I'm only doing one, I'm doing the railroad, but I do like both. But the railroad, definitely. I really like the railroad.
Agreed, for sure.
Okay, last run, Brandon in Fantasyland.
Yeah.
Hey?
All of them.
All of them?
Run around. It's nighttime now.
Nope.
We just do them all.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. In like 10 minutes, with the exception of Peter Pan.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so maybe, oh boy, here we go.
This is a hard land.
No, it is, because there's so many.
There's so many, and they just all do different things.
And you're right, they do like different, okay.
Yeah.
So maybe I break this up. Are we doing Matterhorn?
Yes.
I love the Matterhorn.
Are we doing Matterhorn?
Yes.
Like, yes.
Some people don't like the Matterhorn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
fun. Yeah, I gotta go for my chiropractor.
Yeah, exactly.
I love,
okay, Matterhorn during the day or nighttime?
Oh, both, but nighttime.
But nighttime, yeah, for sure. Okay, Storybook Land or Casey Jr.?
I mean, I have to say Storybook Land, but mm-hmm. Casey Jr. is, like, I don't know. I never really had a thing for it growing up, but the last few times as an adult, like, this is an underrated ride.
It is so good.
So good. Every time I'm on it, I'm like, this is so happy. I really so like this. Good. And it's pretty at nighttime, too.
Yes, that's true.
So pretty.
Can I make a strong recommendation? Mm-hmm. Time it so you can see the fireworks from Casey Jr.
Also that, yeah.
Yeah, it's yeah. so good. So good. Yeah, we did it a few times. I think the first time was by fluke, mm-hmm. the one night I was there, and then ever since then we were like, we should ride Casey Jr.
Yeah, let's try this again.
Because, like, Big Thunder is amazing during the fireworks, but it's, like, everyone knows that one.
Yes, and it's also chaotic. I have a video of me just, like, fireworks in the back of my face just, like, being banged around on Big Thunder, but also amazing.
Also amazing.
A little more chaotic, that's all.
Also amazing.
But, yeah, but Casey Jr., that is true. Or on Storybook Land, too. One of my first, like I was a kid, but one of my first awesome memories was watching fireworks on Storybook Land.
Yes, I've always tried to time it since then. Yeah, it's never happened.
Never happened.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It was great, and I always talk about it.
Watched the fireworks on the boat, and the guy was just like, yeah, it was awesome.
It was so good. They turn off all the lights, and you just look up.
Yeah,
it was so good.
It was wonderful. But yeah,
I love Storybook Land.
I have a place in my heart for Storybook Land. Me too. But there's, KCG is right up there. And I think, Disneyland Paris actually has, like, a super awesome Casey Jr. ride.
Really?
Yeah, which is weird. And I think that's why I, like, just started riding it again in Disneyland. And I'm just like, you know what? I just gotta compare these two. And it is still better in Disney Paris, to be fair. But, yeah, still
nice.
Turns out it's underrated. Love it. Super, super good.
Yeah, Casey Jr. is great. I think the same thing. Storybook Land is a special place in my heart.
Yes.
Love that they decorate the little houses for Christmas, by the way.
Yeah, so cute.
But that is one of my favorites. That was like probably my childhood favorite.
Yeah, me too.
And just loved it. But like, I love Casey Jr.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna go dark ride, but let's like chunk them up here. Okay. The two most popular dark rides are Alice in Wonderland and Peter Pan. Which one is the best? We're doing them both, but which one's the best? You can say it.
No, I want to say Alice in Wonderland, actually. I know, don't hate me. This is why I'm coming to hard. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I really, 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 really like Peter Pan, but it's almost, like, it's too short of a ride and a crappy
for
line.
For 45 minutes.
That it's, yes, exactly. It's like, it's a fun concept, it's great, but it is not my favorite dark ride whatsoever.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, I really, really like it, but, yeah, I don't know, I think you can get on Alice in Wonderland when there's no line, and I've had some really fun memories when you, like, come out and you're on the thing and the parade's going by, and you're, like, eye level with, like,
One of my favorites was the first time Bran and I went recently, like, in 2022, was the first time they brought back the nighttime shows, and part of that was the Main Street Electrical Parade.
Yes.
And we were getting on the Alice ride when the Alice came by.
Oh, that's fun.
Right there, and she, like, pointed us and waved, and we were all, like, that's happy. Fun.
Yeah, it's become like it happened to us once a couple trips ago where it was just like, oh, we like got to the way of the characters, so it was coming out, it was perfect timing, coincidental. Then the last time it's becoming like a habit now where it's like we won't even like stand up and watch the parades or like line up for the parades. We will just like be in that area and just try to watch them as they're going by. So now we will make a point of like being on Alice in Wonderland because there's no line, and then you get on it, and the last time we were there it was during their Paint the Night thing. And Mickey, like, it's Fantasmic Mickey, and he comes out and he's on his like big like water wave thingy or whatever, so he's perfectly at eye level. We came out and Fantasmic Mickey was like waving at us on the ride too. It was really awesome.
That's really cool.
That's magic. That's why we go to Disney.
Nope, that's amazing.
But so I have like, it's a longer ride, and they really like amped it up.
They did really fun. Yeah,
yeah.
I think if I was just riding the two, I would still pick Peter Pan, but I ride Alice in Wonderland way more often.
Yes.
It is the second most popular, second most lined up.
Yeah,
not counting Matterhorn, of course.
Yeah, Matterhorn.
And
Matterhorn's probably still my favorite fantasy line.
Yeah, I mean mine too. Yeah. But it's. Yeah, it does move more.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go through the other ones then. So the other three, Pinocchio, Mr. Toad, or Snow White?
I mean, I kind of want to say Mr. Toad, which seems weird, but also it's just kind of fun.
I would often say Mr. Toad because, love and the nostalgia, and it's the only park that has a Mr. Toad's now.
True, very true.
I think technically Snow White's is probably better.
Yeah.
But like, good on, and you know what? Yeah. Mr. Toad is more popular now than it's been in
that is true.
Decades.
Yeah, I think for like, I don't know. I think like Snow White is like very visually appealing, mm-hmm. and same with Pinocchio. They're like pretty top yep. for me. Both are very, very just like visually appealing. Yep. Like I'm going through whatever. Like it's probably better than Mr. Toad's that way, like theme yep. and everything. But yeah, but Mr. Toad's is just like fun. It feels like you're just like really riding a ride, and it, I yep. don't know,
and what other ride can you end up in hell?
Exactly. And I just like always have a smile on my face after because yeah. it's just like oh, that's
this
it.
Is
we
just
died.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm just like, all right.
It's so good. Yep.
Then you get off, okay. Like, oh, I'm dead now.
I'm dead.
It was just always a funny, funny thing. You're driving the car. And it's
yeah. Like, it's crazy,
kind of
yeah.
fun. A little more interactive or something. It's kind of fun.
And it yeah. is one of the ones that has a two-seater as opposed to a four.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah. That is true, too. So, yeah, yeah it's very, like, personal.
Yeah, it is. Know, isn't it? Kind of fun. It feels very classic.
Yes, yes. Very true. Yeah. 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 Yeah, I like it.
Okay, so now, I mean, we're just going to say yes to the Sleeping Beauty walkthrough, but we're yes. going to go add some spinning things to this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Are you doing... I mean, or favorites. Mm. Dumbo, the teacups, or the carousel?
I mean, we did kind of talk about that already.
Dumbo's oh, and I also forgot the Astro Orbiter as part of Tomorrowland.
Oh, yeah. I honestly haven't rode Astro Orbiter in years.
Oh, so I like it. It's fun.
I yeah. like it, but it's kind of similar to Dumbo for me, right?
Yeah,
I just, like,
it's
end
same.
Up putting it in the same yeah, category the same. Where I'm just like, ah, if I'm missing one, that's what I'm missing kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we sort of talked about that. Dumbo's probably the last on the list yep. for me. Not that I don't like it. It's very fun, but just ride length, or, yeah, ride length versus queue length. And just, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, like, if I'm picking
not
between.
The teacups?
I like the teacups a lot. It took me a lot of years before even going back on the teacups. Mm-hmm. The same thing. I, like, don't want to spin. I don't want to get motion sick. But when you don't spin and you're just riding around, it's really, really fun.
Yeah.
It's really, really fun.
I was
really,
like,
really
it is way more entertaining than yeah, you would expect.
Exactly.
I really like doing this one in the evening as
yes,
well.
Agreed.
And it's almost always a walk-on.
Agreed. Yep. Yep. I feel like...
And sometimes you time it so you're riding with Alice.
Yes, and that's fun too. And same with the carousel. Sometimes there's like yeah. the band that goes on there or whatever, the characters that go on. Yeah, I don't know. The oh. Disney Paris has a fun teacups, and that's actually what got me back onto even
oh,
riding
okay.
them in general. We were mm-hmm. like, because there's more, like, you can ride everything in Disney, or at least when we were there, we could. There was, like, lots of time to ride everything, so we end up actually doing the teacups.
Right.
And, yeah, I kind of fell back in love with them anyways, and then, so when we've been going to Disneyland since, then it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Teacups are actually really fun, turns out.
They are.
Yeah, but I do have a place in the carousel, too, at mm-hmm. nighttime. I, like, don't want to miss doing that
yeah,
either.
That's understandable
yeah.
for sure.
I won't line up for it, but if it's nighttime, yeah. there's no line.
The yeah. one night I had, it was when my in-laws were visiting us in Disneyland, and we were doing that, and we did the carousel, and then ran over to Jungle Cruise after,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, man, does that feel like a classic Disney evening
oh,
right
yeah,
there,
sure.
right? Like, just
yeah.
the nighttime. Yeah,
yeah
so
for
good.
Sure.
Yeah, I, well, speaking of things I forgot, there aren't really characters who wander around Tomorrowland. Sometimes you get, like, some of the Star Wars, like we've seen Vader walking around
right,
and stuff.
Right, right.
But there's tons of characters in Fantasyland.
Yes.
Some of their favorite interactions or someone you'd like to meet or anything like that, because just, like, everyone's on the table, basically.
Oh, Lord. I don't know. There's so
sure.
many. I really
you
don't
do
know.
Have a great selfie
We've
with Captain
had,
Hook.
Yes, that is true. We do have a good selfie
yep.
with Captain Hook. I already mentioned Genie. We had a fun interaction, actually. We were there, like, us girls.
Yeah.
When we were there on Dapper Day, when we met
oh, yeah, yeah.
Dick Van Dyke. Well, it's not Dick Van Dyke. But yeah.
That's
but yes,
true.
Bert from
yes,
Mary
Bert
Poppins.
From Mary Poppins.
Yeah, that was really
yeah.
fun because we were all like dressed up dapper. I was like, it was very on point. It
yeah.
was really good
because he was in his Jolly Holiday.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah, that was
oh,
good.
Oh man, there's so many though.
Yeah,
I don't know. Ready, princess.
Like, one characters so go there.
Yeah, he literally can do like any villain, any princess,
yeah.
any like. Yeah, there's so many.
So
yeah,
many.
So, so good.
And just like random walking along, like
yeah.
we followed two princes once for a while.
Yeah.
There was like yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, which Flynn is really Rider good. Flynn wanders around. He's very, like, interactive. Yes. He has a lot of stuff going on. That's always fun.
Geppetto and Pinocchio.
For sure. We've had a lot of fun interactions with, like, Peter Pan and Wendy, actually. Yes. They're very, like,
yes. I've goofy. Done a few. very much. So those are really, really fun ones. I saw, and then again, some of them ride the carousel and stuff, right. Social Mary Poppins and things like that's really sweet.
We were on, just like jumping back, because we didn't really do a New Orleans Square character.
Right. I did forget.
But
that.
I'm just reminding.
Tiana. The answer's Tiana.
Yeah, the answer's Tiana. Except also, we had a really fun, I had a giggle because Eric, my husband, he was there this last trip and we were like booking it. We had plans to go to whatever, Big Thunder or something from Pirates, and we're going through a big crowd or whatever. So me and Mom were leading the way and Eric's catching up to us, blah, 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 because we're the Disney experts. And so so he's trying to catch up to us. And then we finally get to the lineup and he's just like, pulls out his phone. He's like, look what I did. And he's just like running through the crowd and he just like has a selfie of him and Jack Sparrow that we didn't even see Jack Sparrow. And I was like, this is when I realized that I did marry a very like secret Disney nerd.
Yeah. You're bringing it out on me.
Oh yeah, I'm like, I've converted him officially. Yeah,
yes. That's right. Yes. Yeah, he's not like running. He's like, oh, I'm his
friend. Yeah.
I didn't
even see Jack Sparrow. Yeah. He's just like, look what I got. Yeah,
really, and you were like, oh, missed it.
Yeah, but it was a really funny picture.
Anyway. Yeah, no, that's amazing. That is awesome.
So he's a good character.
Yeah, I totally forgot. That actually might be the winner. He's a great character. Good, yeah, really. And I actually like seeing Red. Yeah.
Oh yes, yeah, I do too. Yeah, but right. Tiana is good, and I like her a mix, because sometimes you'll see her like big fancy dress one, and sometimes you just see her like
the
around.
Jazz. Yeah,
yeah, and that's really fun. And she's very like, she's, I've seen her on Mark Twain, and I've seen her in the restaurant dancing and singing and all. It's really fun.
Yeah, sure. She's very interactive. And there's also there's different bands that go in different places. You have like the Pearly Band that is in Main Street and Fantasyland, and then you have like the Bootstrappers who go and they go over to the island too, but they're also around. And then you have like the Jazz. Like there's so many different things, and that's just like, it's just so good. It just makes me think of, you often will see Tiana with, right? Like,
yes,
around them.
Yeah, exactly.
Love okay, it. While Love we're in it. Fantasyland, yes. Have you ever eaten at Red Rose Tavern?
I have, yes.
I've only had snacks. So that's where you get the gray stuff. It's delicious.
I haven't actually had that,
You should totally have gray stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had gray stuff at Christmas, I think, so it had the red velvet at the bottom. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good, for sure.
And then we had tater tots, because, again, you can get the, sometimes they'll have, like, a popcorn bucket or something, or something special, but it comes with tater tots instead, so we did that.
I do love tater tots.
I have a great poison apple purple mug.
Oh, that's fun.
That came with tater tots.
Perfect. Yeah. Love that.
Maurice's treats, so good. Mm-hmm. Edelweiss snacks, so good. Mm-hmm. Except this is also where if you want turkey legs.
True.
Which I've never done.
No, I actually haven't either.
Eric, I can't say that like it appeals to me when it's like hot.
No, I know. That's exactly how I feel. He liked it. He's right up his alley. And I think he, like, did it for the, like, I'm getting a turkey leg at Disneyland, as opposed to, like, I actually want a turkey leg right now. But, yeah, he did it just to say he did it kind of thing.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
It was fun and good, but, yeah, I totally agree. It doesn't, like, I will get a corn on a cob on the stick. That's my equivalent to, like, a turkey
leg. Right. I've never done that there either.
Oh. Actually, I don't know if I've ever done it there. I always just do it, at, like, right by Mark Twain there.
Yeah. No, I mean, like I've never done it in the park.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Well, that's fun. They're very good. Some options. They're good.
And then there's also Troubadour Tavern. And I've had that too. It's very good.
Also good.
Yes. Troubadour Tavern is where...
Is that up by the Fantasy
Fair? Yes, by the Fantasy Fair. And this is where it like usually has the baked potatoes and stuff like that. And so good.
Yeah. I miss them doing... I mean, they are doing something technically right now at the Fantasy Fair.
But yeah, I miss the shows. Yeah.
And even, like, again, this is DCA, but I miss, like, the Hyperion Theater.
Totally
I feel
agree.
Like they're lacking, like, just, like, big
shows. Oh, no, 100%
right there. I used to really like doing the Fantasy Fair thing. Yeah. And then that's when I would go to the Troubadour Tavern and, like... sit and eat and watch a show. And that was really good. But I haven't done that for a long time now because they don't
give
me any options.
Nope, they do not.
Rude.
Yeah, so rude. So that actually takes us all through Disneyland. Cool. Disneyland proper.
Yeah.
We are not going to talk too much about DCA, except I'm going to just some like general stuff. Is that all right with you?
Yeah.
Because it's already a long episode.
I also like DCA, yes.
Yes.
I'll be here all day.
Speaking of DCA, Brittany, do you remember when DCA first opened and it was just CA, California Adventure?
I do. And we'd always like, I don't know, pose with the giant letters in the front.
Yeah, I miss the giant letters, actually.
Yeah, uh-huh. And the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Very fun.
They didn't need to take away the letters anyway.
No, that's actually true. They should have kept the letters for sure. But,
I get that they were trying to revamp everything. But
Yeah, I guess.
Do you know who is a massive, big part of the original California Adventure, but then also just like a general Disney fan? She has this cool thing on Disney Plus about like decorating Disney for the holidays and stuff and how they do it like so quickly. Is Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
Did you remember anything from her?
I don't remember what it was called. There was that, it's where that restaurant is now, isn't it? Or no, it's where Little Mermaid is.
Yeah.
But what was it called?
It was like Golden Dreams or something.
Golden Dreams. Yeah. I'm like, it's gold something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
I remember that show. I don't like remember it vividly or like exactly
it
what
quick.
It was, but I remember what it, like the concept of it
was.
Yeah,
it was quick.
But it was really cool. And she's in all like the Muppet shows.
Yeah, she was in Muppets. Like, she did some Muppet stuff.
Muppet
she's
movies.
Like a fan.
Yes.
See, this is a segue, or as we say, segues. Brad and I call them segues because we're going to call this episode Sister Act, and Whoopi Goldberg is Sister Act.
That is true. That
isn't accurate. Sister Mary Clarence is Sister Act. She is the sister who acts.
Like, did you know that the same guy that invented the kidney dialysis machine invented the Segway? And that's what this is.
Amazing.
Anyway, Whoopi Goldberg was both in Disney and the Sister Act.
That's amazing. Oh my god. Oh, okay. Fantastic. No notes.
No notes.
It's, yes, I also like DCA. Do you have, like, favorite ride in DCA? Or you can name, like, a couple.
I mean, it kind of has to be Guardians, I feel like.
Yeah, I think that's right. There's so many good ones, but
Radiator Springs would probably be the contender.
Yeah, I do really, really like Radiator Springs. Mm-hmm. There's so many.
I think
if I'm like, I'm running over to Park Hop because I need to do one thing in California Adventure, I think I have to do Guardians.
We would say the same.
Nice.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's so fun.
Yeah. World of Color, you've seen a few different ones. What's your favorite World of Color?
The very first one.
Yeah, the original, the OG World of Color.
Yeah.
Anything that is better at nighttime versus the day?
Incredicoaster.
Incredicoaster is so good at nighttime.
It is so good at nighttime.
It is so good.
Yeah.
Swinging or non-swinging on Mickey's death wheel?
Probably not at all, but non-swinging.
I knew the answer, but I'm not going to lie.
There's no other answer to that.
Okay, let's go.
I did it accidentally once, and I was, like, traumatized for the rest of my life. Have nightmares to this day, and I was swinging.
I've done it. I think three
horrible.
Times.
Nope, won't do it ever again. Yeah. Like, I won't even go near the line. I was like, nope.
What about, okay, let's go OG attraction here. Would you prefer Grizzly River Run or Soarin'?
Oh.
Ooh, actually, no, I'm going to take it back. Soarin' over California or over the world?
Oh, no. No. California, because it's the original one.
Okay. And now are you going to go Soarin' over California, or are you going to go Grizzly River Run?
lines or no lines?
No lines.
If you're not waiting for a single minute, probably Soarin', because it's magical, but in reality, and if it was daytime, Grizzly.
Fair enough.
But, you have to commit to, like, being wet, so yeah. I don't know.
That's true.
That's the thing too. But.
Yeah, we did Grizzly River when it was pouring rain on New Year's Eve four
kind of
times
the way
in
to
a row.
Do it. Yeah, and any time that I've done Grizzly, usually it's like, oh, it's cooling off, so then there is no line.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's like, well, I'm already wet now, so then you just, like, back to it.
Exactly.
Because, yeah, I was like, well, I'm wet now. I'm going to dry off once anyway, so we might as well do it if there's no line.
But. Exactly. Whereas, any favorite places to eat that you just want to shout out over in DCA?
I mean, yes, but... I don't know.
Like, we had a good time.
Yeah, we had a good time at Lamplight Lounge, I guess, when we were there.
Yeah,
I really like the mac and cheese in a bread bowl. San Francisco.
Is that like Sokyo?
And Cass's.
And Cass's Cafe, yeah.
Oh man, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of
good stuff over there. DCA, they do a lot of seasonal stuff over at DCA, is a big thing. I really like the corn dogs over by Goofy Sky School, but Little Red Wagon corn dogs are better.
Fair.
They're actually the exact same.
Ooh, I like but Award Wieners. It's
really good.
Though,
Award Wieners is really good. Yeah. I had a chocolate covered, then deep fried pineapple spear there.
Yum. we did ice cream along like the pier going on.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Clairvelle's there. Yeah.
Super good.
Do you know that the abominable snowman treats, adorable snowman treats, can mobile order now?
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Just like a week ago? Maybe. Oh, okay. Then no, we didn't really do that. We just did it
a couple weeks ago. It was like this summer.
There was no lineup. And it was like a hot day we had. Yeah, ice cream. It was really good. We just did like the flight, so you got to taste all the
things. Oh, nice.
It was so good.
I'm a huge fan of like festivals there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
I low key like I low key like the coffee stand on the way.
Yeah.
Like before Joffrey's. You cross the bridge and Yanang Bailey's and.
Right.
Whatever you want. I guess,
also had cold brews coffee. There.
Yes, I feel like you just like have good, then you get your Bailey's. Yeah. It's amazing. I don't know what else is there to eat even there. Like I like a lot of food in like Flo's Cafe. To
Flo's
Cafe
is really good. Yeah, Flo's Cafe. I like.
What else? Is there even? I feel like I'm forgetting things. That's like an obvious,
but just stuff that's like popping your main room. Like shut this out kind of thing. Halloween or Christmas time at Disneyland Resort.
In the whole thing. Oh, whole Christmas. Christmas.
So I kind of love Christmas. I do too. I love both. I'm not going to lie.
Snow and small world. Yeah. But yeah, you just like Halloween like overall too, I think, more than I like.
Yes. But I mean, like, I like Christmas more than Halloween.
Yeah, fair.
I don't think this is that controversial. I think between the two parks, Disneyland does Christmas better.
Fair.
I think DCA does Halloween better.
Halloween better. No, I get it.
Yep.
Yep.
I like both and both.
Yep. I didn't say I like both, but I get
but
that.
I think,
I also have a thing where, like, when I'm at home, Halloween's not maybe my number one thing, but when I go to Disneyland at Halloween time, then, or DCA or whatever, Disneyland Resort, at Halloween time, then suddenly I'm way more into Halloween.
No.
So,
see, I really
do really like Halloween there. It's just like, Christmas is just, it's Christmas.
Halloween time has started now at Disneyland too, so like, seeing all the stuff,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah, exactly.
I also like pumpkin flavor things, might be like
half
the thing.
Part of it, for sure.
But between the two, I like Disney, I like Christmas more than Halloween in real life and at Disney.
Sure.
But I love Halloween still.
Yeah.
Disney.
Yeah,
for sure.
I agree. I think I've also just done Halloween more often in Disney than Christmas.
I've done one of each.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I've done Christmas twice there, but I've done, and between Disney World too, like I've only really been to Disney World at Halloween time actually, because that just happens to be when we go for some reason. Yeah. But yeah.
Anything else to add? Favorites? Anything like that?
I don't know. No. I mean, everything's a favorite. But
When are you going next?
Oh, I don't know. So soon, hopefully.
Oh, I got a question for you. You're only coming back with one item of merch, but it doesn't matter what the item is. What are you going? Just like, without seeing anything, if you were just like, I'm going for a pin, or I'm going for a pair of ears, or I'm going for a lounge fly, I'm going for a hoodie, or I'm going for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, probably some, like, shirt or sweater of some type, but maybe also a lounge fly. Probably a lounge fly.
Fair enough.
Yes. Yes.
I have a problem with my lounge flies. I love them so much.
Yeah, me too. Maybe a droid.
A droid. I don't know. You've thought about it a few times.
Fun. Yeah, I know, right?
The other thing is you've collected the Toy Story toys.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, I have most of them now. I don't have Zurg.
Mm-hmm. And every time I'm there, they have like the little claw machine with aliens. Mm-hmm. I should have that. I don't know why I don't have that one yet. Maybe next I don't time. Have Zurg, but I literally have like I have
all the rest.
Buzz and Woody and Bullseye and Jesse. And I have the Arc RC.
Yeah, that's when you got when I was there.
I even have the binoculars. Oh, that's which really I cool. never got in Disneyland. I got when we went to Disney on Ice in Calgary.
Oh, that's so funny.
But they have the binoculars. So I was like, well, that's really fun. So yeah, I have that. But RC is really fun because he's like actually
actually a thing. Yeah.
I mean, they're all awesome. But, yeah. But yes, they all spin on my Disney shelf.
And one last question. Mm-hmm. You're going to hate it. Mm-hmm. Two last questions. Uh-oh. You're going to hate them both.
No.
Favorite Disney character?
No.
I'm sorry.
No. No.
No. One of your favorite Disney characters.
Okay, is this to, like, meet, or is this just, like, watching a
just
movie?
Just in general.
Or in general?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I would say Piglet. It doesn't mean I don't love a million other ones.
Fair.
But that is my answer.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope, I don't know.
Eeyore?
Maybe Eeyore.
Rapunzel?
No.
Is that your favorite princess?
No. Why Mickey? Why do you do this to me? I don't know.
Cinderella?
I don't know.
Just naming a bunch here.
I don't know.
You're like, yes! No, and yes.
I don't know. I don't know. I got nothing. I
don't know. And favorite Disney song?
Yeah, I don't like these questions.
I know. Yeah. Said you were going to hate them.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Turns out.
Yep, turns out.
Okay, name me a movie and I'll tell you.
Favorite song from the My movie. Favorite Disney song was not originally a Disney song, and that is The Rainbow Connection.
Oh,
so Love the Muppets.
That's valid. Yeah. That's a good one.
If we're not doing that, I would probably say like Colors of the Wind or When You Wish Upon a Star or something like that.
Gosh darn.
Yeah. My favorite Disney movie is Beauty and the Beast.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yes. Guess what your next question is?
My movie. I don't know.
Favorite Disney movie, then?
No, I don't know.
No, I don't know?
Okay. I don't know.
My favorite live-action Disney movie pick, like, is Pirates.
If
how about
you
that?
Like narrow... Okay, that's pretty fair. Mm-hmm. I could do, like... Yeah, like, if you do, like, live-action...
Okay, favorite live-action
like,
Disney
or,
movie.
Or, like, adventure movie or whatever, but okay. Then maybe I could do that, but... Okay, what was it?
Sorry. Favorite live-action.
Live-action? I feel like I have to say Pirates, too.
Right, that's probably the correct answer.
Yeah. Especially, like, I mean, there's a difference to me between, like, remake live-action mm-hmm. movies versus, like, Pirates is actually just live-action movie.
Okay, favorite Disney princess movie.
Disney princess. Who's my favorite? I would almost want to say Princess and the Frog. Which is weird. Like, for new ones.
Right.
Otherwise, like, I have a place in my heart for Pocahontas and Mulan and, like, all that, like...
Renaissance
era. Mm-hmm.
Favorite non-princess Disney movie animated?
Non-princess.
So, like, Robin Hood, Jungle Book, Big Hero 6, like...
Okay. I like Jungle Book a lot growing up, to be fair. Yeah, that was a good one.
Pixar.
Finding Nemo, maybe?
Really?
I don't know why.
Okay, no.
I think I was just like right at the right age when I was just like whoa.
I love this,
I got the stuffed animal.
Okay, what about favorite Marvel movie or character? You can pick. Ooh, that's another good place to eat. Pim's Test Kitchen.
Oh, yes. That's why I knew there was something I'm forgetting that I'd like always go to. Yeah, Pim's.
I don't know why you haven't already said what I know the answer is to character. It has to be Spider-Man.
No, honestly, it even isn't. That's funny, though.
She chased him in DCA.
That just became a thing. I don't know why, but it just did. I don't know. The Marvel... I want to say Iron Man because it feels like the first one that you're, like, watching that's just, like, a wall, but...
Of course, yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I feel as though then you're in the whole universe than there is.
Scarlet Witch is my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Wanda,
yep.
Yeah.
I like Loki.
I like Loki a lot too.
I wonder why.
Talented Tom and Hiddleston nuanced acting.
Adorable movie.
Another adorable movie. Adorable. Favorite Star Wars character or movie? I'm going through all the franchises here.
I know. This is hard.
I think this is actually
this is
the last one.
Hard.
This is the last one.
Area that, last one? Of this podcast.
You can do it. I have faith in you.
Star Wars. Okay. I like Han Solo.
Yeah, that's because he's a talented character.
Adorable movie.
Yeah. Okay. Any other things you want to add about this whole thing?
I don't know. These are hard questions.
Okay, no, there's no wrong answer. It's okay. No. All right, then I'm going to close her up.
Okay, sounds good.
That's our show this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, where you can also find a link to our social media accounts and our email. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. It helps others find us because algorithms are a thing, especially on Apple Podcasts. If you know someone who might like listening to us, be sure to recommend Disney A as well. Brittany, thank you for coming on and doing this with me.
Yay, thank you.
Yeah.
My palms are sweaty.
I think I should leave that in there.
You should too. You know how nervous I am about trying to figure out what my favorite things are.
I do like your t-shirt though.
Good. Thank you.
Yes, I love it.
T-shirt. Thank you.
So I'm Krista.
And I'm Brittany.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Disney A. Amazing.
Anyway, Whoopi Goldberg was both in Disney and the Sister Act.
That's amazing. Oh my god. Oh, okay. Fantastic. No notes.
No notes.
Okay, I'm gonna cut that there.
All right.